Your morning team show. This is WSGW. You with Charlie and Dave, and Charlie and Dave with you. Of course, Pat Johnston here too. At 641 online, it's WSGW.com. On air, it's 100.5 and 790. And it's also through Alexa and Siri that you find WSGW. Thank you for finding WSGW. On a Monday. I'd have to let the Lions fight song play a little longer this morning. I mean, my goodness. Though, the game seemed to be one where throughout most of it, we were headed for more of a Lions lament. Yes, under a new interim head coach. Apparently, for most of the game, the stink of the previous head coach and general manager was still holding on to the Detroit Lions. And then, with just a couple of minutes left in the game, wow, for once the Lions snatched a victory from the jaws of defeat instead of defeat from the jaws of victory.
And that's the first time I understand in 6 years that they've come from 10 or more points behind to win.
Thank you mentioning that. I thought I heard that stat. I'm like, are you kidding me? I got to look that up.
Stafford's won, let a lot of come behinds in the more recent years, but not 10-plus points.
I find that just hard to believe, but then again with the Lions, I guess nothing is hard to believe, including not hard to believe the Lions came back and got a victory that perhaps throughout most of the game wasn't really deserved.
Well, I think that maybe will build some renewed confidence for the team. We'll see where they go the remaining games.
Let the Daryl Bell era begin, and now that we have a victory, can we be nothing but Super Bowl bound? Maybe not this year, maybe not this year, but perhaps in the ensuing years. Of course, that's just Pat Johnston. I hear you laughing there.
He doesn't expect it anytime soon.
Well, no, just take the win and be happy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got to be happy.
Yes. Well, yeah, it messed you up, though, on a perfect weekend, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
You'd have been perfect if it wouldn't have been for that.
I could have been. Maybe if Matt Patricia were still coaching.
So that was it.
Yeah, right.
Hard to judge what Daryl Bevel area is going to. I'm thinking to myself, So it was a nice win, congratulations, new coach. Does he stay on or does he announce his retirement immediately, thereby becoming one of the few Lions head coaches that can retire with a winning record?
That's right.
It's a tough choice to make there, Daryl. You could go down in Lions history as being a victorious Lions coach.
He looks to be fairly young yet. I don't think he's ready for retirement.
Who saw that coming? I mean, down 10 points, under 2 minutes to play.
Yeah.
Stafford leads another comeback. I mean, which is not unforeseen in his career. He still leads since 2001. If I have my stat here correctly, I'm sure I'd say from 2009. He has 31 fourth quarter comebacks, the most since 2009 in the NFL.
Yeah.
So that's pretty impressive.
No, very impressive.
Yeah. Although it's also sad to know that the Lions have had to come back all those times, but that's another story. But yeah. And the defense. Hey, Romeo. I love all the headline references. Romeo, Romeo. Romeo Okoro with that great, got his hand out there and strip-sacked Trubisky.
I think it was the only defensive play the Lions made during the entire game. Better late than never, so good for them. Romeo Okoro is, I think, their best player by far. I think he should be the defensive MVP. Defense that has been rather lackluster and continued even with Daryl Bevel. I don't know.
Yeah, we can't.
Like I said in my picks, there's really nothing you can do with this defense. They're going to have to start from scratch again. Yeah. If there's one thing, though, I will say, watching that game, I felt like Detroit had a bit more fire, a bit more energy than they did the previous 3 weeks under Matt Patricia.
That may be. One thing I noticed, though, unless I'm mistaken, in that last 2 minutes, I believe they switched to a man-for-man defense in the pass game as opposed to their zone that was a sieve earlier in the game. They were, Trubisky was able to gain 10, 20 yards at a time before they'd move in from that zone defense and tackle a guy, and they'd give up another first down. But at the tail end there, I thought I saw them playing man-for-man.
Well, I think they did because they were trying to get pressure on him.
And they won.
Yeah, that's right.
They came up with some big stops, including, as much as we're celebrating the Lions getting that last-second touchdown, the defense did have to step up and stop that 4th-and-1.
Yeah, they had to stop.
I mean, they could have given the Bears a couple of shots at the end zone.
Right.
Because, a defensive mistake on that personal foul, gave the Bears some good field position.
I think it's safe to say, though, that the Lions coaching staff was a tad bit better than Chicago's.
Yeah. Because the Bears were doing things, especially.
I don't know what they were doing.
That last set of play calling, I didn't understand.
I didn't either.
I'm sure the Bears fans are probably calling.
I think Matt Nagy, the head coach for the Bears, I think his days are numbered as well.
Especially when they look in the standings and find that the Lions and Bears are now tied.
Yeah. And the Bears have lost six straight.
Yeah.
The Bears have lost six straight.
So. Yeah. Most team owners aren't too happy with six straight losses.
No. And, you know, like I give the Lions credit to offensively for being able to put up that many points when they did not have their best wide receiver and they didn't have their best running back either.
Yeah, right.
That's right. That's because Swift thought he was going to be, he was questionable, but then it was probably a smart move. Coming off concussion.
Don't mess with a concussion.
No. Exactly. Just let him sit out a couple of
games. And he's young. And so,
he'll have plenty of time. And in this season, you know, why push it?
Yeah.
Though if we win a couple more games. Sorry, don't mean to get too excited. But, yeah, all game long you were expecting, and rightfully so, as you mentioned, Pat. I mean, defensively, I mean, it wasn't pretty. Let's not overlook the fact that the Lions were headed for defeat until.
One of our listeners says, they only beat the Bears. Don't get too excited.
Right. Yeah, I know.
We don't. Right. But, hey. When you're looking for anything positive.
First positive in so much time.
We get excited at anything that we can find.
Right.
So the Lions, again with the comeback, still have, 5-7? So we still have four games left in the season.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you run the table, you could be above 500. You get 3 out of 4, you could at least be 500. Get a couple more victories, it might be considered a successful season with the way the Lions started. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the way I suppose it's all going to depend on how they play. Let's face it. You know, they could lose four games and play well.
They have Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady still out there. They have to play.
What are you suggesting? Especially the way Aaron Rodgers looked last night. Oh, man.
Yeah, Packers look pretty good. Tampa Bay, you know, even though they've struggled a bit, that's still a good team. But no, I don't know. I just was looking. What I was looking for yesterday was just to see if there was some kind of a different feel with them and a little bit more energy. It was true. We were hearing rumors throughout the week that the offense was going to open up a bit, and Matthew Stafford's average yards passing through the air were much higher than they had been the previous games. So that's one thing I think Darrell Bevell wanted to do was let Matt Stafford be Matt Stafford. Let him throw the ball around a bit. Why not?
And you mentioned the fire, and there have been stories and reports that the locker room seemed to have a different feel, as usually does, you know, when an old regime that was under fire for such a long time, there's new fire for a new regime, even if it's interim right now.
Mm-hmm.
Where that's going to lead, who knows.
Yep.
Back to the Packers game for a second.
Yeah.
Saginaw Valley got a mention last night from the national broadcasters about the coach being quarterback for Saginaw Valley.
That's right. Always fun to hear those references.
That's right.
And let's hail the New York Jets for continuing to be winless this season and looking very like the Detroit Lions.
Of 2008, yes, that's right.
I don't know if anyone caught the way that game ended. The Jets inexplicably trying to defend the end zone from a last-second touchdown decide to do an all-out blitz.
Blitz, right. Yeah.
Thereby allowing
the Raiders
one-on-one coverage, and quarterback Derek Carr of the Raiders basically said that. I don't believe they did that.
It's almost like the Jets are trying to tank for that first round pick. Yeah, I wonder.
Well, as bad as they are, they probably don't have to tank intentionally.
And I know we only have a minute here or so, but we'll learn. Hopefully, maybe today at least we'll get a better idea if that Michigan Ohio State game is going to take place. We don't know as Michigan deals with the COVID outbreak. And what'd you tell me, Charlie, off the air? Ohio State is a 30-point favorite?
At this time, is a 30-point favorite.
Maybe we'd be better off not playing that game.
Well, to which I jokingly said, and if the game does happen, Michigan will be a 40-point deficit dog instead of a 30-point dog. Because the Spartans are licking wounds from that game this weekend.
They took a trouncing.
They did.
It's the Duff Mel Tucker era. It looked great one game, looked good. Horrible the next.
Dave, I told you Florida had it in the bag the whole time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's right.
They're looking good. We'll see if they stay at number 6 or if they move up a little bit in the rankings.
Yeah.
So.
But this next one, I won't fault you if you pick the Tide.
Yeah, they play Alabama.
Alabama next.
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
It will be. But hey.
You got to have confidence going in. Who knows?
Right. You got to play the game.
The Kyle-to-Kyle connection just might come through.
It is 6:51 on WSGW. Lions' unexpected love.